episode 191.
Cocksaber. This is your father's lightsaber. He wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
He killed over 30 younglings with it.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first. I am Mikey.
I'm Becky.
I am the Overlord.
The Overlord?
Yes.
Also known as Bells. We're here again to dork out about something.
Yeah, something really stupid.
And I'd like to apologize for my behavior last episode, which was completely shit-faced podcasting. No one remembers it. I did not remember. I mean, I remembered we did a podcast, but I did not remember what at all we did.
I don't even remember doing this podcast.
I remember waking up the next day and that I had not, it took a few days to even get to editing it. And I was like, I don't know what half transpired on it.
I'm hoping it's going to be like a golden gem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a big turd.
It was something. It was something. It was something you don't hear a lot in other places, I guess, was its shiningest moment. It was a good thing, right. Hillary and Josh were there. Otherwise, I didn't even know what they were, couldn't have been able to save it. Wouldn't have been possible, but.
No possible, huh?
You see, Bells doesn't even remember.
No success.
What it was. Becky doesn't remember.
No, I only remember
because I actually could hear
it. Admittedly, I went to go listen to a podcast. I was like, did we do one? It's the last one I listened to. And I was pretty convinced there was no other. And then I looked at it and I remembered, oh my gosh.
There's like 32 more.
I was in the garage with Hillary and Josh. I didn't barely remember that.
Yep. I was just in my swim trunks and a towel.
You guys were fucked up.
Fucked up. Yeah. Bell's just got the watch.
Hillary got into a swimsuit. I watched that shit, man.
Hey.
I mean, not her getting into one, but I saw her in a swimsuit.
Yeah.
That's the perks of being Bells.
The Bells
of
perks.
Dorktown. And showing up at Mike's house when Hillary happens to be here swimming.
Oh, the Bells. The perks of Bells.
That's it. It's good to be me.
It's good to be Bells. All right. We're not going to mess around.
We're going to go ahead and end it.
We're gonna end this episode now. So thanks for listening to Dorktown. And
listen to The Perfect Pour. That's the only podcast that Mike cares about now.
Yeah. I care about this one. We've been drinking a Founders All Day IPA. Bells said there's nothing to it.
There's no flavor to it.
There's no flavor.
I mean, I wish it tasted like ginger ale or something right now, or cream soda, but it has no flavor.
Well, I can get you a cream soda tasting beer. I got that in the fridge.
No, that Calicreamin?
Yeah, Calicreamin.
That doesn't taste like cream soda to me.
You don't like it?
I want a real cream soda.
You're not down with it?
I'm not down with it.
You want a non-alcoholic cream soda?
Nope. I like Buku, doesn't care for the Calicreamin, whatever. Slightly disappointed in the Aroma Coma as well.
You're not digging Aroma Coma this year, huh?
It was good, but certainly not $9 a bottle good.
And you don't like the Prieta, huh?
No, I didn't care for that. It tasted dirty.
Dirty?
Put fucking dirt in that shit.
They put dirt in that Prieta this year. This year they had a dirt batch.
No, that was not. I didn't care for it.
Well,
I bought two of those cucumber beers.
No, you did.
I haven't tried either one.
Bought two of them. I haven't tried any one.
No, not yet.
Don't care for either of them.
Some people said it was good. Some people did not like it.
What? Who didn't like it?
Well, I saw it on social. Sexual media.
Sexual media?
Sexual media.
Sexual media says, I don't like it. It's a damn good day drinking beer. You think like, oh, cucumber beer. That's not right. But it's right.
What's so right about cucumbers anyway?
How awesome pickles. They're future fried pickles. Mm-hmm. That's why they're
giant pleasure toys for people.
They're also that.
Pleasure toys.
Pleasure toys.
You ever been cucumbered?
I can't recall.
Like last episode you can't recall?
Yeah.
Do you think you may have been cucumbered?
It's possible.
And you're walking around just maybe shorts on and nothing else?
Yeah, and then somebody cucumbered me.
You probably didn't have underwear on either, did you?
Mm.
No.
Well, I had a swim suit. You don't wear underwear in your swim trunks.
Well, unless you're going to get cornholed with a cucumber.
Unless you...
You better wear.
So I should start wearing underwear for my swim trunks.
Just fair warning.
Fair warning.
Just letting you know, in case something like that happens. You know.
All right. Last episode wasn't prepared with an or game. This week, totally prepared. Bell's even has one as a backup, but hopefully we won't need it.
That's right. We'll save it for the next.
We'll see.
If there is a next.
Producer Becky, you're going to want to put your headphones on or not participate. It's up to you. So this one is a...
I want to hypnotize Becky right now to not talk. Watch. Becky, do not talk. See?
Listen to Bells' voice right now.
You are listening to me. You will no longer speak for the remainder of the show, or until I snap my fingers and say Yankee Doodle.
She's out. Look at that, dude. It worked.
All right. Here we go.
This episode's our game is brought to you by Motley Crue. It is a Motley Crue or game. Motley Crue's coming to Fresno, their final tour. They signed the contract. They're contractually obligated to never tour again.
Never do it again.
I don't know how that works.
No, I don't know.
But they are. And they are coming to Fresno.
I guess if they do it, they have to sue themselves?
Have to sue Motley Crue. So here we go. It's a Motley Crue tour. We're all hyped up. Motley Crue or game. Dr. Feel Good, wow. Or Girls.
Girls
over Dr. Feel Good.
Yes,
huh?
Yep, absolutely.
Dun 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 dun, yep. Dun 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 dun.
And I can tell you why.
All right.
Girls, Girls, Girls was written during their heyday of their drug intake.
And Dr. Feelgood was not. But Dr. Feelgood's about drugs.
But you see, when Mick Mars states that he doesn't even remember any of the Girls, Girls, Girls tour.
Much like I don't remember last episode of Dorktown.
Something. Wow. That was pretty badass.
That must have been a badass tour.
Yep. Girls, 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 man. Look at the video. Fucking chicks, thongs.
Yeah. Well, it's a video.
Fucking chicks.
All right.
Who cares about Rat Tail Jimmy?
I guess
Jimmy?
I'll go with Girls, Girls, Girls. Second Rat Tail Jimmy, dude.
Lived out of Hollywood. Rat Tail Jimmy. About his ass.
Out at the devil, or she's a razor shark.
Looks that kill. Yeah, looks that kill, buddy.
Ooh.
All about looks that kill.
Looks that kill, yep. Defeat the devil.
Yep, defeats the devil. It does.
Those Satanist Motley Crue.
Looks that kill. That fucking riff is badass.
Dun, 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 dun,
I mean, the clock dun, strikes midnight. That, dong.
That kill.
Yep.
She's got the look.
She's a number 13.
Mick Mars, man. All right. Looks like kill. One's that one. Well, you're killing me. You love to get in. Why don't you just set me free? young to fall in love. Or... I've forgotten that Motley Crue.
Sounded, I forgot what the first
early the early Crue sounded like a punk, a little bit of a punk band.
A little bit.
Too young to fall in love, or too fast for love.
Oh, too young to fall in love.
Oh. All right, I agree too. But too fast for love has got that young Motley Crue vibe, like that was like one of their first songs they wrote. I assume.
You can assume.
And it was still good.
That could be.
Too fast for love.
Somewhere, someone cares.
Much too young.
Somewhere, someone cares what you say about that.
I like how Too Young to Fall in Love, and it's just like this really heavy song. It's like it's, this is a really heavy issue. Too young to fall in love.
Too young to fall in love.
Man, dude, I'm too young to fall in love.
You're right. Let's just fuck. Don't fall in love, just fuck.
Right. Damn, piece of your action, or be better than you used to be, because I'm alive. Oh man, I wanted to hear that riff.
That's Livewire, man, all the way.
Livewire.
That is one badass song. I want to hear that riff too.
I want a piece of your action. Nick Mars, dude.
He's a badass, dude.
Nick Mars, man.
Nick Mars is a badass. He can barely move now.
He can barely move.
Like degenerative bone disorder.
He has no emotions.
He's got like degenerative bone disorder.
And he's going on this tour.
Yes. Jesus. He can barely move.
Is he in a wheelchair? Did they have like some sort of propping device?
I don't know. I think I don't know. Like it's on strings or something. I don't know.
Livewire wins that one. That's all you get. Kickstart my heart, or it's the same old
situation. I can already tell how this is gonna go. It's the same old ball and
chain. I'll see you. You could have put any song up against same old situation, and I'll choose whatever that thing is.
Whatever it is.
Kickstart my heart.
Kickstart
man,
my
sure.
heart wins that one. It's the same old, they can't all be gems. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Lights in the air. Oh, sweet home. The moon is in the air. Tonight, I'm on my way. Put your cell phones in the air. Just set me free. Oh, sweet home. Home, sweet home. Or... Tough call.
You know, that was written by Tommy Lee for Heather Locklear, that song, Without You.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
No, they're without each other.
No, they are without you.
They are without. See, he made it happen.
Home sweet home or without
he
you.
He made Bells. It happen. Home sweet home, man. Come on.
I agree.
Come on.
Home sweet home.
Home's a badass song.
That was that video.
It's a good karaoke
that
song, too.
Live video. One of the more famous ways you do a video of live performances. Concert style of such.
Yes.
One more. Smoking in the boys' room.
Song.
Sorry, dude.
Wrong.
I mixed up my crew talk.
Or.
That's alright. It's okay. This is the Motley Crew ballad. This is what we do. That's alright. It's okay. Hit a guy with my car. There you go. Smoking in the boys' room or. Girl, don't go away, mad. Girl, just go away.
Just smoking in the boys' room, I guess.
I guess. Even though that was a cover.
That was, yeah.
There you go.
Well, Motley Crue Van Halen got famous. This is by cover songs anyway.
Yeah, well, that was Dave's philosophy was you got to put one cover on the album. Because it's already been a hit, man. It's already, you know it's a hit already. Just put it on there, Edward.
Edward, just listen to me. We'll be famous.
We don't swear to God if we play this, if we put this on.
Just dance the night away.
We will be the most famous band of all time.
We're going to go see Van Halen Hollywood Bowl October 2nd. We'll see you there. It's a Dorktown event. Everyone else, there's going to be a lot of people there. Van Halen's
all,
playing for us.
All celebrating Dorktown.
Van Halen will be playing for us at the Hollywood Bowl. We will be there. I said this was the only show I'd see in this tour because this Van Halen tour is bullshit. Speaking as a huge Van Halen geek, number one band all time fan, this tour they're doing is a complete bullshit tour. They're touring off their live album from their last tour. They are touring off their tour, last tour. That's the tour right now. The tour that's happening now is from their live.
So it's been,
their last
I mean,
tour.
It's the same fucking like guitar solo. It's the same fucking drum solo.
But it's Eddie Van Halen.
It's the same fucking. It's like them, but now they're gray and they're old.
Yeah.
There's some little.
But
fat
they've got.
Kid.
But
some
they got
little
Wolfgang
fat kid named
playing,
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang playing. Bass. Yeah. Wolfie just cannot stay away from the sweets.
He can't. He can't.
Just could not.
Mom was on Jenny Craig. Wolfie's not on Jenny Craig.
No. No, Mama cannot sure teach Wolfie.
But, you know, it's hard. I know. I can't stay away from the sweets either.
Michael Anthony is looking at Wolfie going, dude, tone it back a little bit.
Yeah, dude. I look better than you. Shit. I'm fucking half bald. Look.
I love Wolfie. If it wasn't for Wolfgang, Van Halen would have never reunited with Dave. Now I want to see him reunite with Sammy. Come on, Wolfgang. Make that happen.
Why would you want that to happen?
Hey, it'd be fun. We've already seen all the Dave reuniting we can see.
What about Gary Cherone?
Yeah, do it. I'd hear it. Get that tour they did with Gary Cherone. It was a damn good tour. I'm just saying. Speaking of tours, Motley Crue, Van Halen, Rage Against the Machine is going out on tour.
Is that right?
They have reformed, and they're going out.
No album, though, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's talk of an album, but they are touring. I don't know. Maybe there will be an album.
They're definitely worth watching.
Isn't Tool's album about to come out?
No.
No.
No. Pucifer's album's coming out.
Pucifer's
comes out in October. They have a song released right now. Pretty fucking nice.
Pretty fucking nice.
Nope. And then maybe like the end of the year, next year, Tool's album might come out, might not. I don't know.
God, might come out, might forever. Not. Don't fucking worry about it.
Takes forever.
Well, there's no music break since we've been listening to the crew. So we don't need a music break. there anything you've been dorking out about, Mills?
What have I been dorking out about? Oh, my God. I've been dorking
out. I've watched it twice, and I never get to watch movies at all, and the fact that I've watched it twice now in the past couple weeks. John Wick has been on cable. Keanu Reeves, John Wick, where Keanu's a retired hitman, and he is pulled back into the game because his wife was killed and then his dog was killed.
His dog?
Oh, yes. Shit. And he's pulled back into the game. It's just a revenge flick, hitman revenge flick. And Keanu Reeves is a badass, like basically the world's greatest hitman, and who is retired, and then he's forced to come back because of revenge, and it's awesome. You just can't beat that kind of plot.
Never seen it.
Revenge, John Wick. It just came out, and it's on HBO right now.
I don't have HBO.
Well, then you're screwed.
You ever seen Payback?
That sounds like the same kind of deal. That's a
good revenge flick.
But isn't that a... I don't think it's as good as... John Wick is not perfect. No, look, you know what you're getting into. It's freaking testosterone-driven movie of, like, see how badass John Wick is at killing people. And you're like, yes, yes.
So you enjoy watching people kill people?
Yes, I love it.
Do you?
Whee!
You made fun of me for liking Rambo?
I never made fun of you for that.
Rambo killed more men in one movie.
Sir, Rambo killed more men.
John Wick
in one movie.
Took shits.
You don't even know. You don't know how many men John Wick has killed.
Not as much as Rambo. Never.
People keep asking me if I'm back. Well, I'm thinking I'm back. You know that? You've seen that promo?
Yeah.
God, man. Pay more attention to what Keanu's doing, dude. I just
know he's generous. He's generous and humble. That's what I hear about him.
All right.
He's giving away most of his fortune. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
He's like George Lucas.
He's just like, what am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm Keanu Reeves.
Fuck, you see him travel around New York and shit? He rides a bus. He rides a subway.
What? I haven't seen this. Okay, you're paying more attention to Keanu Reeves than I am.
I just want to make sure I know where
he's at. What does Keanu think of the reboot of
he hasn't said anything yet.
He hasn't said anything.
But I know what he's
thinking. Point Break reboot.
I know what he's thinking. And I'm just not at liberty to...
Oh, okay. Well, when you do, let us know.
That information. Right. But it has a lot to do with fuck you fucking motherfuckers.
Fucking how dare bullshit. You touch Point Break. Is there something
you dig up Patrick Swayze's fucking carcass and put us back together in the movie, this movie ain't shit.
There ain't shit. Go away.
That's right.
Is there anything you were dorking out about, Bells?
Not really. I dorked out about my keyboard. That was last episode. I remember that.
Yeah. That I remember.
That one I remember. But I've really been geeking out on much of really anything, really.
Anything. You know,
fantasy football is going to start.
Oh, again. God.
Just been here kind we of go. Scouting around.
Whoa.
See what's going on. So we're going to give a Fonzie out to...
It's time for the Fonzie A's.
We're going to give a Fonzie out to the Fresno Chaffee Zoo for their zoo fari this evening.
Aww.
We went there and had lots of ice cream. Lots of ice cream.
It was just ice cream and zoo, huh?
Zoos and ice cream.
So you got free ice cream once you got in the gates?
Yep.
All you could eat?
Sunday stations.
Dang.
You know.
Was it like Uber packed or...
It was pretty busy.
Was it manageable?
Yeah, it was busy. I thinned out there at the end, towards the end. We got there about an hour late. So walked right in.
Oh, you just walked right in?
Yeah, we walked in.
That's the way to do it. Because I think I've gone there before and there was a giant line.
Yeah, let them all settle down and spread out.
It's smart.
And then you walk around. There's some tables that have long lines, and then there's some tables that don't. But the trick is you walk up, and there's this table that has a long-ass line, and they're serving three different flavor ice creams. And there's a long-ass line for one.
Right.
And so I'll walk over to the other side of the table. I'll wait in line. I just walk up and fucking grab whatever they've got.
You're right. It's
It's ice cream.
Hi, cup cone. I just grab it. Fuck, I'll take that shit.
Yeah, and you're like, don't talk to me. Just give me that ice cream.
Just keep walking.
Just give me that.
Chuck it at the zebra. Hey, you fucking zebra. It's a fucking ice cream cone, you prick. Chocolate chip.
Just get the ice cream. You
fucking
like,
dick.
They're like, oh, thank you. You're like, don't say that news. Chuck it at an animal. Then you start yelling at it. Fucking dick.
Fucking dick, zebra. Here's your fucking chocolate chip, bitch. Fucking dick.
Didn't ask for anything. Here's your fucking chocolate, you bitch.
What happened? He took a shit right by me while I was eating my ice cream. Man. I just smell that shit.
No, we gotta smell it. It's in my nostrils.
It's in my nostrils and it won't leave.
That's fucking germs in my zebra germs. Now I'm gonna die.
But sir, but nothing.
Now I'm like that fucking dentist. Killed the lion.
Ooh. Ooh, my God.
Fonzie, hey.
The world is a mess. Because this one lion got killed.
I think that has a dick. Han Solo, I don't think we talked about this last
time. Han Solo is a dick.
I was too inebriated to focus on anything. Han Solo movie. They are making a Han Solo origin movie. Does this excite you at all? One of the one-offs will be a Han Solo.
Possibly, but...
Do you, so...
Who's going to be
Han? So, they haven't decided. Do you want... So, we are talking about this on Get Off My Podcast. What we need to see in this... Obviously, you got to see Han and Chewie meeting. You obviously have to see that. Obviously have to see him winning the Millennium Falcon from
Lando.
From Lando. So you got to see... Those are just must-haves.
Okay.
Would you want to see... the timeline of like the movie ending as he goes into the cantina, like that. Would you want to see that? Guy playing Han Solo up to the same timeline as A New Hope.
All right, possibly, but there's got to be a backstory between the relationship between he and Greedo.
Ooh.
And so when he walks into the cantina.
Yeah, you're right. He does know who Greedo is.
You know, someone is coming out of there. Someone is not.
He's met with Greedo before A New Hope. Trent believes there's a storyline between, like, Trent believes that Han knows all about Boba Fett. Like, there's a relationship he's had with Boba Fett.
They're lovers.
I don't think they're.
They
fucked. I don't feel that Han Solo
in a storage unit of the Millennium
knows
Falcon,
who Boba Fett is.
When Lando still owned it.
They fucked in the Millennium Falcon. Well, when it was Lando's.
In their little storage chamber.
It was like a little fuck you to Lando.
They're smuggling. Quarters.
And they're like, hey, we fucked in your Millennium Falcon. What do you think of that? Dude. And Lando's all,
oh, man, that's not cool.
You call that fucking? I'll show you fucking. He pulled out his Lando dick.
Yeah,
he started like, fucking. I'll show you fucking.
What are you going to do with this, Boba?
I'm a black man in space. Let's fuck.
That's what he uses all the time. Wow, and it works.
It works like a charm.
95% of the time.
I'm Lando Calrissian. Black man in space. Let's fuck.
And boom.
Shit.
Guess what? Damn. Sex happens
you
after
sure
that.
Sure are. And they do.
Let's see, everyone that listens to Dorktown. Appreciate it. And Bells. All right, you've hypnotized Becky. Let's see if you can wake her up. Yeah. Bells, do it like a count. Do it. Man.
3, 2, 1, wake.
No, no.
Cocksaber.
Episode 191.
Cocksaber.
Dorktown. Oh my god, it worked the first time and then it went away. The fuck?
I think I'm gonna go
to bed.
Oh
my god.
Cocksaber.
We don't need it. Fuck.
This is your father's lightsaber. He wanted you to have this when you're old enough. He killed over 30 younglings with it.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first.